Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bynum with the Child and Family Center. The most common type of diabetes in children is type 1 diabetes. Dr. William Russell, Director of the Division of Pediatric Endocrinology and Diabetes, has joined me to discuss what is type 1 diabetes and how to manage type 1 diabetes. Welcome, Dr. Russell.
Thank you very much. Happy to join you.
Dr. Russell, what is type 1 diabetes?
Well, type 1 diabetes is a disease of abnormally high blood glucose levels or blood sugar levels. And its origin, though, is in the immune system. Type 1 diabetes occurs when a patient's own immune system begins to attack the cells in the pancreas. They're called beta cells that make insulin. And so with an increasing levels of destruction of the beta cells by the immune system, the ability of the patient to make insulin begins to go down, and eventually blood glucose levels become abnormally high. It's very different from type 2 diabetes, which we also see in children, although to a much lesser extent. Type 2 diabetes is a disease of high blood sugars, but they result from usually a resistance of the body to the insulin that the patient is making. The insulin signal just doesn't work very well in the cells, and the blood sugar level is high. The major difference in the treatment is that in type 1 diabetes there is only one treatment, and that is to replace the insulin that the patient isn't making. That's with shots or insulin pumps. In type 2 diabetes, you can often get pretty good control of blood glucose with pills, with other things that you can take by mouth that aren't insulin, but actually either cause the pancreas to produce even more insulin or sensitize the body's cells to the insulin that the patient is making.
Who is usually diagnosed with type 1 diabetes?
Well, as you could surmise from its old name of juvenile diabetes, type 1 diabetes is diagnosed predominantly in young people. The peak age group is roughly 10 to 15 years of age. That's the peak incidence, but we see it as young as 9 months of age, and we see it in people well into their 40s and even 50s. The way we confirm the diagnosis of type 1 diabetes, or distinguish it from type 2, is that in type 1 diabetes, because of this immune system problem, you can detect antibodies in the blood that are quite characteristic of this autoimmune attack on the pancreas. So even adults who develop diabetes, if they're screened with antibodies, we can segregate out those few who actually have autoimmune diabetes or type 1 diabetes. One thing that's important to note, you know, there's a lot of concern about the increasing incidence of type 2 diabetes in children. As children become more inactive and obese, we see a lot more type 2 diabetes in children, and that's highly variable around the country as to what proportions of type 2 and type 1 people see.
What are some of the symptoms of type 1 diabetes?
So when the blood glucose becomes elevated, normally it stays around 100 milligrams per deciliter, but around 100 is normal, and after you eat it might go up to something less than 140 or so. When the blood glucose becomes much over 200, you start to notice a variety of things. The body tries to get rid of the extra glucose through the kidneys, and you'll start to see increased urination. And in order to excrete or get rid of the glucose in the blood, it pulls water out with it. So the patient becomes dehydrated. So they start to urinate more frequently, they start to drink more often, and eventually their appetite may be unaffected or even increased a little bit, but with the passage of time, what happens is that they begin to lose weight. So they're often eating more, they're definitely drinking and urinating more, but they start to lose weight. They start to feel sickly, they feel tired and run down. And as this progresses, and really what's happening is that there's more and more destruction of the beta cells, and so there's less and less insulin to do the job, eventually they get quite sick. They start to vomit, and there's a condition that can be fatal. It's called diabetic ketoacidosis, where the patient becomes extremely dehydrated. They start developing high levels of acid in their blood, or acetone is one of the features. So these are called ketones, and the blood glucose becomes very high. It can lead to death, because in children in particular can often cause brain swelling. So it's a condition we really don't want to allow kids to progress to. We'd like to be able to determine who's at risk to develop type 1 diabetes much earlier and and intervene far before anything like that happens.
Thank you, Dr. Russell.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.